The Champaign County Gazette called Royal Sutton the Brick King of Champaign County, so it is not surprising that when his widow, Elizabeth, decided to build a new house in 1889, she insisted that it be made of brick. In 1867, Royal purchased the old Foote and Shepherd Brick Company, located just north of downtown, soon bringing his brother-in-law, Clarence Sheldon, into the firm. Although Royal was a New York transplant, his wife, Elizabeth, was the daughter of Samuel Waters, a prominent Urbana businessman and hotel owner.
It was a great time to be in the business. With an influx of new residents and the opening of new markets after the Civil War, Urbana experienced a boom in construction and production. Hundreds of family homes and new churches and schools were built across town. As the new Illinois Industrial University grew, the Sutton Sheldon Yards provided brick for its original buildings. Not only were the bricks used for building construction, but they also paved the city's growing network of sidewalks and streets. In 1893, one business magazine reported, "This yard has been a success from the very start, owing entirely first to the adoption of machinery fitted to their particular work, and then to the businesslike management by men who understand their business." In April 1874, shortly after moving into this neighborhood, Royal Sutton was elected mayor of Urbana. Through Royal's status as a leading Urbana businessman and through their prominent in-laws, Royal and Elizabeth Sutton were members of the social elite of post-Civil War Urbana. Their Elm Street residence became the site of lavish parties and weddings, attended by the most prominent members of Urbana society, and faithfully reported upon in contemporary newspapers.
But then, Royal Sutton died on April 17th, 1881, only 44 years old. 8 years later, his widow, Elizabeth, decided that a new grander home was in order and of course insisted on using the red brick from the Sutton Sheldon Yards. The house is an excellent example of the Queen Anne architectural style, notably its asymmetrical facade, the variety of roof and window elements, and a large wraparound porch. A square tower with a hip roof is the tallest element of the house, with ornate brackets under its eaves. A so-called cat slide roof element, which extends from the apex of the gable roof to near the ground, is the most prominent architectural feature of the house. This is one of only two remaining local examples of a Queen Anne-style house built of brick, a fitting tribute to the Brick King of Champaign County.